Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. 2 years after the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel, believers respond to collateral damage with gospel hope. Then Christian parents are gaining a helping hand in Iran, and it's all about discipleship. We'll tell you what's happening in just a few moments. In our first story, 2 years ago today, Hamas fighters broke into Israel, slaughtered 1,200 people, and kidnapped 251. Today, international voices pointed Israel to end its war on Hamas with accusations of genocide. Former IDF soldier Brother Y serves with Global Catalytic Ministries. He says candidly,
inside Israel, there are close to 2 million Arabs living with full rights, unlike any other country in the Middle East. They have full voting, full protest rights. So there's no apartheid. There's no genocide, because for 2 years now, a genocide could have taken place in 1 week if we wanted, with the weaponry that Israel has.
Israel's enemy is Hamas, not Palestinians. The terrorist group's original 1988 charter calls for the annihilation of Israel. Although the charter has been revised, Hamas showed its true stance on October 7th, 2023. In all the suffering of the two-year war, Brother Wise says there is one Messiah to look to.
The suffering servant of the Lord who came into our human suffering, and who says it's neither who's right, you guys are right, or your enemies, or the people on the other side. It's we're all wrong. We've all sinned against Almighty God.
Forgiveness from God is found in Christ alone. Find more prayer points and stories from Brother Y at our website. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks between Israeli and Hamas delegations enter a second day in Egypt. Mediators are covering points of contention like hostage and prisoner exchanges, disarmament, and troop withdrawals. Bruce with Uncharted Ministry says,
we are certainly watching what's happening with these ceasefire negotiations. And we also are looking for direction on next steps. We're obviously very concerned for our staff that are in the fight. One of our close contacts in Israel, his son is the tank commander.
Nearly 50 hostages remain in Gaza after 2 years of war, and only 20 are still alive.
We have a Jewish member of our team, and then our Israeli national leader there. They say the nation is exhausted. Some of them are experiencing trauma. Even though that is the case, as long as the hostages are still held, they can't move on.
Uncharted partners with Jewish background believers in Israel, and
we've heard October 7th has changed everything.
Israelis are asking deeper questions about faith, purpose, and healing. In the midst of loss, a hunger for hope is growing, and many are finding strength in God's promises. Learn how you can walk alongside this ministry. We'll connect you at missionnews.org.
Become educated, and maybe as a bucket list, go. And then you can pray right on the ground and see it firsthand.
And Christian kids in Iran must live double lives at school. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
and all material has a flavor of Islam, you know, even if you're doing math or the arts.
Beyond regular classes, students take religious studies to learn Islam and Arabic so they can be considered proper Muslims. They also study familiar biblical stories that have been rewritten through Islam.
They have to be able to talk about the Islamic version at school and play along and pretend that's their reality and keep in their head the differences and not mix it up.
At home, parents try to keep a biblical focus, but many lack training. And that's where Transform Iran can help.
This is why we do a lot of ministry that focuses on children and created resources that are focused on children to give parents the tools that they need.
For many kids, truth is clear. They experience it.
They experience the love of God very early in their lives in Christian homes, and particularly in Iran's toxic climate. They recognize that home, there is joy, there is peace, and that's lacking outside their home.
Pray for parents to wisely guide their children through the development of a biblical worldview, and pray for kids to hold on to the truth. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.